The pictures in Nina Berman's Purple Hearts exhibit are of amputees with prosthetic arms and legs and young men with ugly burns and scars on their bodies.
The first soldier I photographed was Jeremy Feldbusch, who was an Army Ranger who is now completely blind. He lives in western Pennsylvania. Titanium plates hold his brain together. He sees nothing but black from day and night.
She searched the internet to find, photograph, and interview 20 soldiers. She says what surprised her the most was that all of them told her that despite their injuries, they wanted to go back to Iraq. Then the father of one paraplegic soldier told her she was asking them the wrong question.
He said, don't ask them would they go back. Ask them if their friends were home, would they want to go back? And when I started asking the question this way, the response was pretty much the same. No, they wouldn't want to go back. They missed their friends. They missed the life before their injury, but they were really fighting more for their friends, and they felt guilty that they had come back and their friends were still there.
That guilt, and also the nightmares caused by post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, are the invisible scars of war that don't show up in Berman's pictures. UW literature professor Mary Leyoun was part of a panel responding to Berman's exhibit last night. She ticked off the financial costs of the war and the social programs she'd rather see those billions spent on, and then told a personal story about her nephew who just came back from serving in Iraq.
The only damage he suffered in Iraq is that he comes back with nightmares that the men he killed looked and sounded like his grandfather. And he wakes up in terror of having killed my father. That too is a human cost of war.
Dreams and depression also plagued 22-year-old Robert Acosta from California. His picture is in the exhibit. His hand was blown off by a grenade on the road to the Baghdad airport, but he couldn't win recognition for his PTSD until the Washington Post quoted him in an interview complaining about the VA's drug-based approach to treating the condition. After it was printed, the chief of staff for the VA called him.
She said, "Robert, how come you said this stuff about us in you know, the Washington Post?" And I told her, "Well, you guys are screwing me over, so, you know, I didn't want to take pills, and now you don't want to, you know, help me out with my disability." And I told her how I was having a really hard time, and I didn't want to deal with it with pills. And a few days later, I was in Los Angeles, in the federal building at the VA's office, getting all that stuff fixed. I mean, that's what it took.
That story rang true for a Madison soldier in the audience, 33-year-old Tim Castillo. He fought in the first Gulf War in 1991 and just returned from a tour of duty in Iraq. He says he's one of the one out of every six returning soldiers suffering from PTSD, but he also rejected the antidepressants military counselors tried to prescribe for him. He says events like this one are good therapy, and more recognition from the general public is what's needed.
We need to have our pastors, our schools, our community leaders, the VA, everybody be kind of on the same page of getting out there and talking to soldiers and saying, "Hey, we're here. Talk to us."
Organizers of the Purple Hearts exhibit hope the photos and the soldiers' stories that accompany them will prompt more public concern about the war, both its financial costs and the toll it's taking on the men and women fighting it. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.